Yahweh Torah Manchester Chof Zain here Toshin Pei Dalet Rav Matthew Shor Silbiger.
Parshas Bar Mitzvah is always the week before Shavuos. Every year we know Parshas Bar Mitzvah is the Shabbos before Shavuos. And Bar Mitzvah stated in Rashi, recounting the Yidden. Rashi explains, why do we count the Yidden? Because coming to Ashroas Ashrina, we just built the Mishkan, and when the Mishkan was built, there was Ashroas Ashrina, the Shrina came down. So, before the Ashroas Ashrina, we count the Yidden, see how many Yidden there are. So the Shemesh Shmuel asked, when was the Mishkan built? Aleph Nisan. This week's Parsha says, when did they count the Yidden? Only Chodesh Hasheni, only in Chodesh Iyah. Why did they wait? If, well, Rashi explains, the reason why we count the Yidden is because there's Ashroas Ashrina, the Shrin is coming down, that's why we're counting them. So we should do it in Nisan, as we build the Mishkan, the same time, we should count them. Why do we wait till Chodesh Iyah, only 30 days later, a month later, we're counting the Yidden, what happened? The Shemesh Shmuel explains that we know there was a Chet, it was Matan Torah, there was a Chet of the Eagle. But the Avei of the Eagle, they lost the love of Yidei God for Matan Torah. Then he came to Yom Kippur, and Kodesh Baruch Hu was Moichel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, fine, I'm going to come down, let's build the Mishkan. Now, in Klal Yisrael, there's always two things. There's the Klal and the Prat. We've got Klal Yisrael, that's Klal Yisrael, the nation of Klal Yisrael together, and then we've got every person, that's a Prat. By when we built Klal Yisrael first, often do Aveir, that often can be HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel to Klal Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu was Moichel for the Klal, for the nation, for Klal Yisrael together. But later, every person has to do his own tshuva, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be Moichel to every prat, to every person. His Shemesh Shmuel explains that in Nisan, when they built the Mishkan, then Kodesh Baruch Hu said, fine, I'm Moichel for Klal Yisrael. But it wasn't yet finished, the Mechila. We still needed a next stage where every person gets his own Mechila. Once we had the Mishkan, and every person felt, oh, there's a Mishkan, there's a Shechina here, then every person worked on himself and did his own tshuva, then eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel to the Prat. He says counting, the idea of counting is that we take every person, one, two, and we that's how we show every person, we need you, we need the other person, we need everyone. Is a nation of Christ, but by counting, we go into details. We take every single person, we say, you're part of it, we need you, we need the next one. He says, that was only in Chodesh Iyah. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm moichel every single person. And then we started to count and show how every single person, every prat, everyone is important. And that's the idea of lining Bamidbar before Shavuos. We know Shavuos, every year, is not just a Yom Tov. Every year there's again a Kabbalah Zatoya. Kabbalah Zatoya was a Mahasina many, many years ago. But it repeats itself every year again, we have Kabbalah Zatoya. There's a Gemara, brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Halacha, at Erev Shavuos, you know, it's called Hakazas Dam. In the olden days, it was a normal thing, every so often people had too much blood, had to take out blood. In Irish Sprach, it's called an operation, they speak about making operation. And after Shavuos, the Gemara says, there's Shin Dalet, there's the Malach going around, and anyone who is not accepting the Torah, the Malach can harm him. And therefore it's dangerous to do operation that causes dam. Every year we see in the Gemara, there's again a Kabbalah HaTorah, every year it repeats itself, a person has to say, Tovshin Pei Dalet, I won't accept the Torah, I want the Torah this year. And if Chas Hashanah, the person doesn't accept the Torah, then the Gemara says, Erev Shavuos, there's a Malach going around that can and they can harm the people who are not willing to accept the Torah. So we can't, we also say we can't from Pesach till Shavuos. Now we know in our days, Sfiras HaOmer is only Midrabbanan. Because Min HaTorah, only when you bring a Korban HaOmer, there's a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Nowadays we don't have the Korban HaOmer, so there's no mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, Min HaTorah. And Pashas Pshat is that it's Zeichel HaMikdosh. That's why after we come to Sfiras HaOmer, we all say, Rachmon Yach Zelona Avoides Beis HaMikdosh. Even those who don't say all the Lam Netzeach and everything, but that sentence of Yach Zelona Avoides Beis HaMikdosh, we all say. Well, how does it come in Sfiras HaOmer that we say Rachmon? Every day we daven for Mashiach. Because the Sfiras HaOmer where we can't is only with the Rabbanan Zeicha to what it was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash when we had the Korban HaOmer. So we say, after the mitzvah, Rachmon, please bring the Beis HaMikdash back. We should be able to do the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer again, like the mitzvah is in the time of Beis HaMikdash. If I remember correct, one of they asked Kasha, why do we not say Shechionu? Every time we do a mitzvah, it comes to Yom Tov, a mitzvah, shaking lulav, we make a Shechionu. Why is there no Shechionu on Sfiras HaOmer? It's a mitzvah. It's only once a year, which you make Shechionu. So one of the pshatim is that because it's a Zeichel Beis HaMikdash, nowadays really we don't have the mitzvah. It's only Zeichel HaMikdash. As the Shechionu is broken, we're happy, we can do another mitzvah, something good is coming up. But here at the same time, when we come to Omer, you also remember that unfortunately we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, and it's only Zeichel HaMikdash, but we don't really have the mitzvah like it was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. But there's another pshat that the Ran brings, that when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, before Matan Torah, right, they went out, and they knew that very soon there's going to be a Kabbalat HaTorah, so they from themselves counted the Sfiras HaOmer, the Ran says. They came out of Mitzrayim, Moshe told them there's going to be a Matan Torah, so they started to count, 1, 2, we have to prepare ourselves for the Matan Torah. And so, in our days, we also count, even though there's no mitzvah in HaTorah, Sfiras HaOmer, but we count from ourselves, because we know there's a Kabbalat HaTorah, there's a Shavuos coming. So, before we're going to have a Kabbalat HaTorah this year again, we lie in Parshas Bamidbar to show every person we need you. You are Chelek of Klal Yisrael. We know that the Gemara says that in the Torah, the Shishim Ribui Oisius, there's 600,000 Neshamas in Klal Yisrael, and there's 600,000 Oisius in the Torah. Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis. Yes, Shishim Ribui Oisius in the Torah. So, the kids are, we need every single person. And that's the idea of the Golem. This week's parasha is such a arichus, very, very psukim after psukim. Again, speaking out every shaver where he was. Either Yehuda was in the Mizrach. Every shaver had his place. Mamash v'arichus, the Torah speaks about it very, very long. What's the idea of the Golem that every shaver had his place where he was? No, the idea is every person has his tafkit. We like soldiers. Everyone has his tafkid, what he has to do in this world, and you have your place. If you don't do it, no one else is going to be able to do it. Reuven, he has to do his chelik, he has his chelik in the Torah, his mitzvah, his tafkid, what he has to do in this world. And Shimon has a different work, what he has to do. And that's exactly the idea of Yeshishim Ribu. Pshat, it comes to Kabbalah HaTorah, we have to know. Don't think, oh, no one needs me. Let them learn the Torah. No, we need every single person. That's the idea of counting. We count every yid. You, chelik, we need you. If we don't have you, then it's going to miss. We're going to miss in the Shishim Ribui. That's Parashas Bamidbar, always just before Pesach, before Shavuos. Good. We want to speak about the interesting shaila. It's a common shaila. We're just going to start with a story what happened in Manchester, but it can happen in all different scenarios. Just in Manchester airport, a Yid coming back from Eretz Yisrael, he's just arrived in the airport, he's looking around, he needs some way, he wants to get back home to Bolton Park, looking around, is there anyone who is going to, who you can ask for a lift to take him home? So he's looking around, so now the Yid standing there says, oh, where do you need to go? So he says, need to go to Bolton Park. So very good, come with me, I'll take you. Very good, Machaya. He takes him, good, he drops him outside his house, he says £35. says, what's going on? I was looking for a taxi. I was looking for a free service. What do you mean I'm a taxi driver? £35. Is he mechuyev to pay or not? What?
Stipulate.
We'll see what's the halach in such a case. What? He should have, that's for sure, but he didn't. The shail is, he always had in mind to charge him, right? You assume that not. You should have asked him, maybe. Why does he need to tell you? You should have asked him. You assume that he's going to do a favor, but who says that you can assume that someone's going to do a favor? That's a shail. That's mamash a shail. But it's just a moshel. It can happen all different places. We'll have a few more stories a bit later. I'll just tell you first what's stated in Shulchan Aruch, and then it's the Shulchan Aruch. No? I don't know. There's a Shulchan Aruch, there's a Ramah. The Ramah says, Kol Adam Sha'oi Seim Chavei Epole, every person who does something for someone else. Lo Yocholoim, he can't tell him, Bechino Masisa, you made it for free. You have to pay him. As long as you haven't spoken to him before and say, right, it's for free, you can't assume. If the person who did the job at the beginning had in mind he's going to be nice to him, he's going to do it for free, he can't change his mind. But if he always had in mind that he's going to charge him, then you can't have to say, I was assuming you're not going to charge. There's another Ramah in the Reish Mem Vav. Person says, person comes over, come to me for lunch, I'll give you a geschmack meal. So you can have to say £20 for the lunch. They bring a raya, so interesting raya, they bring from Avraham Avinu. You all know what happened by Avraham Avinu. He had achnosas oichim, guests coming all the time. So he stayed in Medrash that Avraham, after he finished his lunch, he told everyone, say, Birkas HaMozim, go and thank Hashem. If you're not going to thank Hashem, I'm going to charge you full price. He didn't tell them before that it's going to cost. But that's the halach. If someone comes to eat, as long as he hasn't, there was no agreement that he's going to do it for free, you can charge him. The idea of it is what we call Zenene Vezechosa. There's a halach. Zenene, you have a Noah, you benefiting. He has a chisor and he lost out from it. So you have to pay. It's not. You have to work out how much hanor, how much you gain, what profit you had from it. There's a halach of zen nenem and zen chosam. There's a Ramah later, another Ramah, a different place, where the Ramah says that if a person says, come, you can sleep by me overnight, then you can't ask him later to pay you. So the achonim ask, what's going on? In one place, in Reish Mem Vav, the Ramah tells you that if you invite him to eat, you can have to turn around and ask him to pay. And in Shin Samar Gimel, there the Ramah suddenly says that if you ask him to eat, either he can sleep by you or not. So there's a few tools, what? Oh, very good. Perfect. So the choice and others say that there's a halacha by zen nen zen loy chosa, you don't have to pay. If he eats by you, so you have a chison, you lost. You gave him a piece of meat. He slept by you in bed, nothing happened. Didn't have a chison. What? If you ask him, you have to ask him. But you can't have to turn around and say you have to pay me because of the halacha of nen. The halacha that he has to pay you because he benefited, he had enough from you, is only if you have a chison, if you lose. If that's the concept of then nen or zeh loy chosa, then you can arrange, you can tell him that you want him to pay you.
It's not a loss,
you
could have taken somebody else in and charged them for the loss.
Yeah, so it depends who you are. If you have a room, a chosen kalor, a chweis for something which is usually you rent out, 100%. Oh, very good. So that's going to make a big difference. If you still have a spare room, but you never don't really rent a house, and you found this fellow, and he says, fine, you can sleep by me, then it's lo chosa, because if not for him, it would have been empty. But if it's a place where you hire rent a house, of course you can charge him.
It would change the bed linen.
Oh, it's called, yeah. Oh, you have to wash it.
You have to wash it.
I don't know. It's a good tashayla. So by the taxi, that's what he's saying. That's his job. He takes people. If not for him, he'll get someone else. But what happened? Someone came back from Eretz Yisrael, and he himself left his own car parked somewhere in the airport. And then he sees his friends. Yeah, you can come with me. But he anyway has to get home because he just came back. He's not here. He's not a taxi driver. Could be then he can't charge the friend and tell him you pay me. There's a story to say that there were two people sitting by Chasna. One was a doctor and the other one was a lawyer. And the doctor told his friend, I can't enjoy the Chasna. People come to me all the time asking for aitzes and advice. I want to sit by Chasna, switch off and enjoy the Chasna. Here people come all over the time, what should I do? He's not for help. So the lawyer told him, I've got a good idea for you. Send them a bill the next day. They won't come to you anymore. God, I was all happy. He came home perfect. I'm going to send out bill. So the next day he opens the post. He gets a bill from the lawyer. Yeah. But there's another very important halacha here. Because there's this halacha that you can charge him is because their name is their loichosa. So we said it has to be that he lost out something, like by eating you give him a food. But the Shach says another very important halacha is it has to be zenene, meaning as though if I invite Ruben to come to me and I come for lunch, but really Ruben was invited by someone else, and this other fellow was happy to give him food for free. And now he comes to me and I'm all of a sudden going to charge him. Then he can say, I don't have to pay you. Because I'm not nene. I'm not nene from you. I could have had a meal elsewhere for free. So you can only charge him because if not for you, he would have gone to a shop and buy something. That is his nene that if not for you, he has to buy now in a shop something for £10. But if he was really invited someone else for free, and now he comes to you, then you can't charge him. Because he could have got the same thing elsewhere. The Ketor is asked an interesting shaila. There is a concept, the one says as though, someone had truma. We don't have it now. Someone had truma, and the king comes to him and say, please pay tax. Olden days, it used to be everyone had to pay from tax to the king. And this fellow said, oh, let's give him the truma. Instead of giving from his own food, he gave the king truma. So the Gemara says that he has to pay to the kohen. He has to pay the kohen because he took away from the kohen the truma when he gave it to the king. So you have to pay him whatever you, because you gained. Really, we're supposed to pay from your own pocket. Instead of paying your own money, you're giving Yenim's geld. But there's a saying in the Gemara, who says, if the Gemara asks, if you eat truma, what's the halacha? You're not allowed to. Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. If Yisrael, random by mistake, or whatever, he ate truma, not by mistake, but Mezid goes and eats truma, or let's say he burns the truma, but and the coin counts as, where is the truma? So, sorry, it got burnt. It's not, I don't have any more. I ate up. You don't need to pay him. Because it's called Momen Shein Leitobim. Because you can tell the coin, I'll pay, I'll sort out with another coin. It's if it already belongs to a person, if I eat your chayfet, then I have to pay you because it's yours and I took something from you. But here, truma belongs to any coin. So every coin is going to come, I can turn around and say, yeah, I'll sort out with another coin. It's Momen Shein Leitobim. So what's the difference between someone who's eating the truma or someone who takes the truma and gives it to a king? So the Gemara says that there's a concept called mishtar shele. There's something called hanoah, you're benefiting, and there's something called mishtar shele. Hanoah, I'm enjoying your truma, I'm eating your truma, I had the hanoah from it. But by giving it to the king, it's a higher level, it's called mishtar shele. Because of that, I've got no money in my pockets. But the king says, you have to give me £100. So, oh, I give him from my own pocket, or I give him the truma. If I give him the truma, then because of that, I've got now an extra £100 in my pockets. That's called mishtashele. It's because of the truma, I've got more money by me. By the case of eating, I can say, If not for Yitrume, I wouldn't eat. He could have said that, we know what, one day I'm not going to eat anything. It's not that for sure that I've got more money in my pocket because of you. By the king, I know for a fact, if I don't pay him the 100 pounds, I have to give him from my own pocket. By food, I can say, one day I'm not going to eat anything. So fake the choice. So why over here do we say that you have to pay your friend, invites you, and he tells you, please pay for the lunch? You tell him, if not for you, maybe today I would have gone back to work without the lunch. As much we see by Truma that you can turn around and say, how your yochel is honest. I can have one day not eating. It's not that I gained more money because of you, because maybe today I would have stayed, I wouldn't eat. It's the same here. I can tell my friend, how your yochel is honest. Maybe one day I'm not going to eat. The Zoktik choice that what? I mean, the Gemara, so let's say, it doesn't make a difference. The Gemara doesn't make a difference if he wanted, he didn't want. So the Ktoch just says there's two years, there's Hanoah and there's Mishtar Shele. When it comes to Trume, it's Moment Shein Letovim. Every Kohen, he doesn't really own the Trume. Maybe it belongs, maybe I'll give it to you, maybe I'll give it to someone else. So then, you only have to pay him if you have something here instead of the Trume. So the Trume belongs to the Koyanim. If the Trum is gone, then I don't have to pay you because it wasn't really yours. It belongs to any Koyan. But if you have here money in your pockets because of the Trum, it's like a baby of the Trum. It's like, it's the same as if the Trum was here, it's now moving over onto the money in my pocket. It's not that I have to pay the Koyan because I enjoyed this Trum. It's not a Chiyuv Nene. Because as Nene, I don't have to pay you. Because who are you? You're not the owner of the Trume. Trume belongs to any Kohen. I only have to pay you. If I've got Trume, then there's a mitzvah. Give the Trume to a Kohen. If you don't have Trume, you just had the pleasure from Trume, then you're not mechuyev to pay. You have to give to the Kohen Trume. Do you have Trume? Depends. If you have money now, because you gave the king the Trume, you've got other money. So we see here the Trume. This is like, it's like the baby of the Trum, because that money is here instead of the Trum, so you have to give it. If you don't have the Trum, because you have the Hanoah, so you don't have to give it. But when it comes to, in our case, I go and I eat your food, so I have to pay you, because I had the Hanoah, I had the pleasure from you. So it doesn't matter that I can't turn around, no, you know what, today I'm not going to eat. Hanoah is the Matthias, you enjoyed, you enjoyed his food. It's only by Trum where there, the Torah is only mechayev you to give Trumah, so you need a case of Mishtar Shele, where you have some money instead of the Trumah. Oh, very good. So that's one thing, very perfect. You get the point. So if you invite someone, and the Ramah says after this, you can ask him to pay you. So how much you can ask him? Are you going to take out, here's my receipt, I paid the MH for the meat, and here that's why I paid in Halpan. No, he can say how much Hanoah you had. Punkt, you gave me expensive meat. I usually have to know exactly how to work out how much Hanoah you had from it. It's not going to be exactly
what? Eating this meat has got more Hanoah than rather just go buy a sandwich at the shop. I think it's got more Hanoah.
You have to work out exactly the Hanoah. It could be it's not. We see over here that you must have to pay. Now there's a Mashak, another story, just to get the point. The Mashak being the Maizah Shehoi in his time, he says, we can understand similar idea nowadays also. Kitzah, someone needed to transport Schoira from one place to another place. So he hired what he calls a wagon. He hired a container now, and he put all his stuff inside the container to bring it from A to B. After he filled up the container, he only needed half of the container. It didn't fill up. So Shimon, his friend, turns around to him and says, oh, you've got a half-empty container. I'm also sending, I also want to send something from here to the other place. Do you mind if I put my stuff into your container? If I'm not going to put anything inside you, it's going to be empty. So might as well use up. So he put his stuff inside the container and they send off. question was, can you charge him or not? You already got the container. You only need half. But it doesn't cost more or less. You pay per container. You pay for this container. So maybe I don't need to pay you. Or is it like here that you can charge him? The question is it called chosa? We just said before that acholim, when you go and you eat by him, so he lost something. But here, you already got the container. It cost you whatever it cost. And that is you don't have enough to fill up. So it's not chison. You're not going to lose that I'm going to now put more stuff inside the container. Talk the mashak. And now here, the fellow had in mind when he took the container, maybe I'm going to find someone. It's a normal thing. Let's just imagine people moving back from Eretz Yisrael to England. All the time people are moving, sending containers back from Eretz Yisrael. Often what happens is that you send, I also got something to send. So as Dr. Mashak, the fellow had in mind when he ordered and he booked the container, he had in mind that hopefully I'll find someone else who's going to join me. So therefore, you can charge him. Usually, if you do it for yourself, then you can't charge him. But here, you have in mind, when you took it, so he says, so maybe you can ask him.
Right. So, if you wait till the last minute till he's closing a container, that's it.
Doesn't make a difference. You always had in mind, that's his chiddush. See, when you paid at the beginning, you knew that you were hoping that you're going to find someone else, so you can tell him, listen.
Then
he's going to
close the container. There's nothing else going into it.
Packers
come along, take it away.
Yeah. Let's talk. You got a taxi going from A to B, right? And you say to the taxi driver, you're anyway going. Let me go with and come with. No, that's an empty taxi, right? He has a call. He's on Leicester Road. And you say, you're anyway going to Leicester, can I come with you? He said, pleasure, but pay me. So why should I pay you? You're anyway going. It doesn't work like that. That's my business. So if it could be that it's a nice thing not to, but
that's his business.
So he also knows, I'm saying, if I had in mind when I paid for it, that if I'm hoping someone's going to join me, I'm entitled to ask him money. Could be like he's saying, it's not nice. But That's why I paid. I was paying, relying that hopefully someone else is going to join me. So, what can happen often is that you take a taxi from here to Pestwich, and then as I see you walking in the taxi, says, "Oh, do you mind? Can I come with you?" And fine. And then you say, "And by the way, do you mind to share the cost? It costs £10 to go to Pestwich. Will you pay £5?" So what do you mean? You're already in the taxi. You already offered the taxi driver. Are you going to pay? Why should I pay you? So then, depends. If you go from here to Pestwich, very unlikely you're going to find anyone else who happened to go and join you. So when you walked into a taxi, you had in mind that you're willing to pay £10. But what happens, the marshal, that's an Eretz Yisrael, sometimes it can happen. You've got 100 people on the bus, in the middle of the motorway, something happens, he has to stop, everyone has to go off the bus, and you have to get to Bnei Brak, in the middle of a motorway, so everyone orders a taxi. So when you order a taxi, you're expecting that there are going to be other people who are going to also go to Bnei Brak and are going to be happy to join. Then it's like the Mashak's case of the container that you're assuming already at the beginning that very likely you're going to have someone who is going to be joining. So you have to always see that. Well, you have yeah. Good.
Oh, yeah.